Well, well, welcome to another episode of the Finns Tailgate with your host, El Capitan. It is time. We back. We back in action. Busy schedule since the hurricane, jumbled up, catch up time, all that stuff. Been making appearances on some of the boys' shows, but hosting my own. Slacking, right? Slacking. Color been holding it down. Shake, Crypto, Tonk, all the boys been keeping the train moving. But I've been slacking, but I am back in the swing of things. Hit the like button on your way in, guys. Donate, join the membership, become part of the TFTG family. We need all the members we can get. We sit here on the precipice of where inevitably half the population in the United States is going to be upset while the other half will feel like they've won something. And I'm talking about the election. Meanwhile, it is unanimous that Dolphin fans are not happy. Questions coming in. Got some stuff. We're going to talk about a lot. Main question. Miami Dolphins season over? Is this season over? We're going to get into that. Well, not according to Chris Greer. We'll just say that right away. That's in the title. Not according to him. And we're going to talk about that too. Hit the like button. Subscribe. All that good stuff. Shout out to everybody who made it in here. A little bit late of a showing. Horse collar tackle. That's coming in. Late setup. A little bit later start. Like to go around nines, but, you know, whatever. Shout out to Fins Up 74 in here. TFTG, we done. I want Greer, McDummy, and two of the F out of here. Red, White, and Bills, what's happening, buddy? Adam, salute, bud. Jersey Dolphins in the house. The member, the family member, salute. Yeah, Carla, I seen your comment in there. Neve, I knew what you meant. I know it was naive. Your grammatical errors in text, it happens. I'm not sweating it. I'm going to talk to you about that because according to your comment, you're watching what it's like to become a championship team. We have to learn how to beat the great teams. And we showed this weekend we found the correct balance. You mean the game we lost? I don't know. Losing is a part of winning. It's funny to say that, but you're not wrong. I understand the layered wording you're trying to put, because I have a saying that the most important thing football ever taught me wasn't in the winning, but it was in the losing, and how to lose in a game where you went off. You had your best game. We're talking touchdowns, sacks, you know, everything. Just tore it up on both sides of the field, but you lost. And, you know, to be mad at your players, who you got to know them personally and what they can and can't do. You know why you're losing. You know, if you're a part of a losing football team, just so you guys know, you know why you're losing. You know, it's the coaches ain't got this team under control, the techniques, the game plan, the management. You know that the players that are surrounding you. Oh, is that that? Hold on. Yes, I got that anytime touchdown. There we go. Sorry, I got some bets cooking on the side over here. I got some parlays. I'm trying to make up for the beating I took over the weekend, but that's another subject. Anyhow, you can't. So say your offensive guard, right? He's a good kid, good dude, whatever. But you know he's got limitations, and you know he ain't got a good anchor. And if he's getting blown up and you can't come out, you know, on that freaking run because you're getting blown up every time. You get mad at them, but like, you understand, you know why. My point is that the thing you learn that hopefully builds better in losses is character and pride, that you hold your head high knowing you gave your all to secure a victory. And if you don't hold your head high and don't think that you gave all, then be honest with yourself. Some important things you can learn in this game. Who's this? Rod in here? Rams fan? Oh, okay, buddy. Welcome, Rod. Yes, we getting ready for Monday. We're going to talk about that because later in the week, I'm going to... Ramsey revenge game? Revenge in the sense that you guys traded me to this football team? I don't know. Adam, what's good, homie? Salute, member to the family, fins up to all. Chef Zhu in here letting everybody know to become members, the mob squad, you know, all that good stuff, telling you guys to subscribe, donate, all the good things. I don't know who that is in chat. Is that, I don't know. No customers in the Dudfin store. They must all be buying Bill's apparel. Michael K, you're better than that. Like, you got better than that. Like, hurt me or make me laugh. That is just beneath you. Beneath you. And Bong Jovi in here, Jets fan. Salute. Much love, buddy. Who else we got up in here? Alex, what's good, homie? Salute. The Marketeer. I'm glad you enjoy the... Glad you enjoyed the intro, everybody. It's not just the intro, right? Like, this is the new background, right? Like, how do I do this? Oh, here we go. Nope, that didn't do it either. There we go. It's a new background. And, you know, we've got songs we've purchased over the years that now we can use an audio file.
Damn. Cash might end up in the bag, bitches. This team ever get going again. Might start cashing. This is the old cash tickets intro for you guys that don't know. We used to have the betting show with Brandon the Bookie. I just wanna stay bad, stay this was the intro for the cash and tickets like show. I ain't gonna shout out to Brandon the Bookie and the boys that held it down there in the beginning. I ain't gonna lay back, pray that someone's gonna help me. Got a couple other like things we got going on. I ain't gonna wait that soft fat. Give me one shot and I'll never get thrown back. I'm sick of being cautious. Long time subscribers to the channel. You guys could know to come to expect that we are always reinventing, rebranding, and even when I'm not around, we got stuff on the back burner cooking up that we finna roll out. Because we're always trying to take this next level of what YouTube entertainment is. I'm watching the game over here, right? I know what to expect in that. The interaction between host an audience and keeping it entertaining. Setting the standard around here, boys. We've reinvented the game of the little bitch. We out of now. Everybody else be fun. They've been stealing this shit in no time, boys. We're an all rich game. So yeah, who else up in this chat? We got up in here.
Back it up. Back it up, Binge Podcast. Salute, salute. It's over, Johnny. Cue the Rambo. It's over. We finna put a cash in the bag, though, boys. We finna come up. We catching them tomorrow. We coming, Rams. Monday night, lighting up the skies. We going back to the old. Why not, right? Because I'm going to tell you why. Season may be done, but it's not completed. And that's the facts. And the facts of it are painful. It's the Miami Dolphins and Chris Greer and company. They showed you all this offseason what they thought of this organization and this team and the direction they're going. Yeah, ain't happening right now. That ain't going to stop them from rolling this train downhill. And here's the real weird question, right? If the Dolphins were to not blow up, and if they were to stick this out and ride through this rough patch, even if it took the rest of this year and the beginning of next year, if they rode through, that would be the different play. That's the fucking irony of it, boys. That's the fucking irony of it. That would be the different move. Because we've seen them hang on just a little bit too long and the team quits. On like when on that Philbin thing, held on a little too long, right? Shouldn't have rolled out with Philbin that next year. Should have started. They looked like they quit on the year before. I don't know what Philbin and his peeps said. Maybe it was Ireland. I think it was. Or Hickey or fuck. I don't know. That whole mess. Anyhow. The different play would be to ride it out. Now, I don't think that's the right play. But at least it's different. Benjamin was good, dog. Was good. Screw learning from losing. I want to be the dumbest Super Bowl champ one of these days. Deadass. Oh, Greg, what's good, homie? Salute to the family. Chris Greer is Bumsky. Oh, look, Bills fans. Go Tricky Taylor coming in here getting his piece. I seen you last week, Dow. Go Bills. I see you. 61 yards to earn it against a Dolphins team that's reeling offensively. Worst in the NFL. But to the victory goes the spoils. Kirby. I need music done. Also, I've been looking on Fiverr. Oh, so, reach out to Tonk on Thursday nights, Kirby. He manages a bunch of musicians and rappers over in the Northeast. He hook you up. Reach out and ask. Curtis Dunn. Of course not according to Greer. He's trying to save his job at best. But they're sellers. He's admitting the players they picked were wrong. Chris Greer, listen. I hear you, Curtis, right? If you think the Dolphins are sellers and it would cost Chris Greer his job, Chris Greer could lay down the heads of all the coaching staff and chop them off. He's a G. I don't like him, but I'll be damned if he ain't doing what he does. Good at it. So, California Finn fan was good. Oh, what? Going to the Rams game, dog. Report. We need eyewitness report after the game. Make sure to come through. Crypto. Crypto almost home. Visiting the motherland of Buffalo. Went there. Got a good look at the waterfall where all the garbage runs off into Buffalo from Canada. He got to see it with his own eyes, which is dope, right? He thought he'd seen Michael Kay, but I told him, listen, if you would know Michael Kay, you'd be able to smell him, right? So that's the facts. Yeah, Kirby. Thursday nights with Tonk. reach out to them in chat, say, hey, Tonk, I hear you manage musicians looking to get some music. So hook it up. I ain't gonna take that, stay back. I'll be swinging on till the hits come in all caps. I ain't gonna lay back, pray that someone's gonna help me. Ain't nobody like that. Jamie, shit has me going back to 2021. I don't know why, but I just had this weird feeling. Anthony McDaniel, who I have shit on all year, showing me progress. I mean, listen, team isn't quitting on him. That's for a fact. And with this type of superstar power that's up and down on both sides of the ball, you could see how a young coach, who we are critical of and for the right reasons, right? Clock management, timeouts, all that stuff, game plan, not running when he should run, throwing when he shouldn't, overthinking stuff, just absolutely everything he deserves. Again, I just told you earlier in my opening monologue that players know the problem. Players aren't quitting. Not just players, but superstars that could make a stink, could force their way out. No icing the kicker. That's right. If for some weird scenario, and it only seems weird now, especially to us who for years now, us, and I say this in the real way, myself and those who agree with me, two KC players down that collided. Not good. They look shooken up bad. Anyhow, been very critical of the drafting of Tua, the handling of Tua, and how it all played out in the end. Towards the end, all the improvements with hope, but again, I felt like they jumped the gun and not riding the fifth year, playing the odds of paying him early because of the production he did in a total season now, while still showing the same tendencies he has, or this team has, at the end of seasons to just fall apart. I would have taken the risk of having to franchise tag him because contract disputes weren't helping out. But what do I know, right? It was very apparent whether Tua's contract got worked out when it did, or earlier or later or whatnot, that the Dolphins brass, the Dolphins upper management, those who really run this football team, they believed in this squad, this coaching staff, and they signed themselves up and us up with them for the next 3 years. If you guys have been listening to me this offseason, you would have heard me tell you this over and over and over again. That's the facts. 2024, 2025, and 2026, with 2026 presenting itself as the double down period because they feel like they're that close, or the get out period and start this bad boy all over again. There is some contingencies that they could make a shift, quarterback being one this year, but not any other year. In which case, if they get rid of the quarterback this year, they would need to draft one, because you're not going to replace the production on the streets with Tua in this offense in a one-year sample size. In which case, you'd be best served to tank in 2025 to secure the quarterback. In which case, now you're in 2026, and you've restarted anyhow. You can't purge enough talent on this game. You can't trade enough away. There's nothing you can do now, Dolphin fans. There was too many of them that didn't hear the warnings that I myself and others that agree with me said about the quarterback in particular. Because all of you had to hand somebody their flowers because you felt like they deserved it because of all they've overcome. And I understood the sentiment. I really believe you guys are coming from a good place, but not of a place of wisdom. not of a place of a suffered Dolphin fan, has tried to learn from their past mistakes. Apparently, Dolphin fans, we haven't suffered enough. That's the facts. We haven't suffered enough. Because we look to repeat the same mistakes again. And currently on the structure and the course we're on. Nobody's buying Bradley Chubb. You're eating some money. Teron Armstead, no one's buying Teron Armstead. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe you could offload Teron. Maybe. I really think you could, but like, you would only get back cap money next year. Like, everyone knows the Dolphins in a seller's market ain't getting the deal you want. You're not getting the picks you're hoping to get, that's for certain. And you'll be lucky to not save the money you hope to save. When you're bleeding the wolf's circle, the wolf pack gets hungry. They take no mercy. So if you think you're going to sell your way out of this one, you're not. The only thing you can do now, Dolphins fans, is eat crow. Or bite the bullet. Biting the bullet means stay in the course. Crazy, right? Now, I don't believe in this organization to do a drastic different type of move than they would have ever done in years prior, which is ride out and in the first round draft the quarterback and still retain Tua. Could you imagine? You're right, Lil. You're right. Let me remedy that right now, dog. You're right. Cash in the bag, stadium packed, baby I'm bad, baby I'm bad.
Do this right.
Right. Giving out the gems. Gotta be dressed for the occasion. Thank you, Lil. I would say this, guys. We are in a real quagmire. We are in a damned if we do and damned if we don't type of scenario here. It is literally an end. We're asking this team to go against its tendencies in all scenarios. I can only look at what this organization has done to predict what I expect them to do in this scenario. If they ride this out, win a couple of games, find themselves in the final quarter of the season with some type of obscure statistical, he wins, they lose, this team ties, we win out type of scenario, ultimately coming up short or getting in. Getting in would be the best case scenario, but let's just work under the assumption that that doesn't happen, right? It's just out of reach for any type of pivot plan, doesn't it? Loads up the excuse machine, which I promise you this, Dolphin fans by and large will forget about the start of this season and that the quarterback was out, and in his absence, the offense was inept at best. They'll lay the failures of this season on the injuries like they always do, and particularly injuries on defense. Excuse machines. You can always blame the defense, because ultimately at the end of the game, if you've scored less points than the offense, you could always say, well, defense didn't make enough stops. Excusing the reality of that the offense is where all of the focus and building and continuity and expectations and money and plans for these years, you can't blame that. Because then that would force the blow up. And they don't want to blame what's really the problem. So I don't think they're blowing it up currently. Always can change. But in this scenario, hit the like button. Man. I mean, look. If the Dolphins go out and lose in prime time on Monday, maybe all this changes. Maybe they go, what's the point? Tank away. I think Tua's going to let this team tank and go draft a quarterback. You think Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and the others that have caped up for Tua, Liam Eichenberg, you think Liam Eichenberg's going to stop blocking for his best friend Tua? They the homies, dog. They the homies. What's up, Nene? Hit the like button. Tua's not going to tank. He'll let you tank for him, but he ain't going to let you tank without him. If the Dolphins are buyers here at the deadline, they add some help on that D-line. I just want to stay that, stay mad, chip on my shoulder because they treat me like an outcast. I ain't going to take that, stay back. I'll be swinging hard till the hits come in all caps. His Chris Greer try to keep the Dolphins relevant enough to spin the narrative, to regather the sycophants in our fan base that refuse to see things for how they are, but live on the hope and dreams of what the team says they're going to do about it. You tell me, chat. Tyreek Hill ain't gonna tank. Not after all of what he said. Plus, Miami's paying him a hefty price. We don't want him nowhere. What team's gonna pick him up to make him go out of Miami? You think winning a Super Bowl matters to Tyreek more than that money? Not right now, it don't. J. Jalen Waddle's disgruntled. But I think as much as Jalen Waddle wears his heart on his sleeve, as far as his emotions and frustrations from what I can see, and the dog, I know that he is on the football field. I think at his core, he's a sweet young man. At his core. And it's admirable. I think he's a dog, and I don't think he's a bitch by any means. But he's a sweet young man. Right? Now, maybe he has some kids. Get that dad strength. Look at things a little differently in the world. Start worrying about me. Right? What serves I, and when serves I is about pride and winning, because I think that's what it's at its core, then yeah, he might go to this team and make a real fuss and be like, fuck y'all boys around here. Y'all's a bunch of hoes. But I don't think that's in his character anyhow. Hit the like button, people. A little bit more soothing, right? So, if you're talking about these three players here not quitting, I don't think Jalen Ramsey quit for nobody, right? I don't think Jalen Ramsey quit for anyone, ever. That man, not going to quit. So, you ain't going to get these players to hang it in. You certainly ain't going to get Mike McDaniel to hang it in. His job and livelihood and pride. And if the team's there, like, he ain't that way. He ain't going to do that. He ain't the kind of guy. So knowing the things we know about character of these people, these players, these coaches, and they all believe in each other and themselves, more so than most of us Dolphin fans right now. I can see it now. The statistics of games Tua played and what the Dolphins looked like versus on offense versus what the Dolphins looked like without Tua. And the case begins to be made why they should keep him. You know how I know I can see that happening? Because I've already seen it happen. I've already seen it. The obscure stats of when you cherry pick in this manner says, man, Tua playing an MVP season. Look at the stats. Measure them up to anybody. Go ahead. Measure them up to Patrick Mahomes. That's what this fan base is full of. That's what we got. Fucking idiots. So knowing that I have a fan base that is, for the most part, full of idiots, and not all of you, right? But a good amount. Knowing that coach, players, they're not going to give up. They have no incentive to quit. Where are they going? Right? Where's Tua gonna go if he just says fuck it? It's not happening. So, and certainly gonna try to win enough games to make sure that the Dolphins can't go get a quarterback in the first round. Why the hell not? Why not? What's up, Bihana? So, again, I think we can all agree upon these things I'm saying. Right? We can all agree upon these are the narratives that they spin and will spin. These are the players. And how we can anticipate them to act. They'll be more than happy to stoke the flames of injury bugs riddling the season from the jump. I mean, for crying out loud. Name me a team. Go ahead. Name me a team. Name me a football team. That will be all right without that franchise guy. You can't do it. And if you look at the stats of what they were doing when he was there, he was the best. And if you look at the defense finished at what, 20th? And they were riddled with injuries, so I don't even blame the defense because they have injuries.
Holy fuck, I can wrap up the last 2 years of bullshit and just repackage it. That's what they do. And you, most of y'all love it. I mean, fuck, dude, I don't hate the player, I hate the game in this instance, right? It's exhausting to me because I'm looking at the powers that be that control this shit that ultimately is controlling me. Not that I'm not dumb enough to fall for it, but I'm too dumb to leave because I have pride. Damn my pride. Damn you, pride. Because I don't want to leave my team. I love my team. But is this the Dolphins fucking team that I know? Fuck, I don't remember that. I remember a defense that was so vicious. Motherfuckers would be like, oh shit. I remember a quarterback that was so ruthless that if you didn't have a 4-minute offense, you were losing that game. You were losing that game.
Where's the sports writer hat? I don't know, man. Johnny Sauce's last he called me, he said, hey, I need to borrow $50. My car broke down in Ohio. And I could hear some guy and like two chicks in the background. And he was, I really think he fell off the wagon. Like he was on a full bender, right? And I haven't heard from him since. So, whether or not we'll get Johnny Sauce's back reporting on breaking news with his ability to cross any and every threshold to get in the room with people you wouldn't even believe the rooms that Johnny Sauce's gets into. With zero credentials, just strolls up in there like he owns the fucking joint. And just starts conversing with people that he has no business being in the same room with, much less in the same air. But we'll see if we can get him back. I mean, listen, if we had enough members and people clamoring for more Johnny Sauces, I would probably put some financial, I might hire like a private investigator or something like that to see if I could find him, because he's got 3 phones, none are answering, and when I talked to him last, he called me from a payphone, which I didn't even know they had payphones anymore. Again, he was in some weird place in fucking Ohio, so on the outskirts. Said he was going to where do they have the Hall of Fame at? There was, I want to say it was like the owner's dinner the week of the meeting or something like that. I don't know. Anyhow, Miami Dolphins and Chris Greer, the Miami Herald reporting, as well as Marcellus Lewis Drop reporting that the Dolphins look to be buyers at the trade deadline, not sellers. And that's news to a lot of Dolphin fans who've been saying tank, tank, tank. But the Dolphins, the Miami Dolphins, are like, tank, tank, tank. Haven't you seen the offense the last 2 weeks? Tua's back, baby. Patrick Mahomes throws a touchdown pass on a little, literally like a pitch, but right before he throws the ball, it looks like he like stumbled and he pulled up. His left ankle is bothering him. We'll monitor that on Monday Night Football, which that could change the outcome of this football game very quickly. But let's see. Let's measure, right? If Patrick Mahomes doesn't come in, how does this team perform without its quarterback? And when they ultimately lose, right, Dolphins fans will go see what happened to the Chiefs on Monday night when they lost their franchise quarterback. Did you see what happened? What do you think the Dolphins? And he's being helped off the field. This doesn't look good. Chiefs 7-0, the only undefeated team, as Carson Wentz warming up on the sidelines. It's funny you say that, Greg. Can't wait to hear Chiefs fans say if we had Mahomes, we would have won those games. I'm sure they can, because everybody knows that to be a fact, right? Problem is, Tua fans will say, if we had Tua, we'd win those games. Well, we had Tua these last two games and didn't win shit, bruh. Didn't win shit. But they don't want to talk about that none. Don't want to talk about that. Danny Marino says he'd think that Mahomes' backup would take Tua's spot after one practice. Oof. So anyhow, right? Chris Greer's saying, ain't y'all seen this offense? The real problem, which is what Dolphin fans are going to say, and Chris Greer getting into the trade deadline, looking to make additions, I'm assuming it has to be on the D-line, with Chubb pretty much not coming back. That's pretty much what they've said. And Phillips certainly not coming back. Right? Right? I mean, am I wrong? I mean, what else are they going to add? What else is to add? How different is this team? Tua's back now, right? Running back stable's good. I mean, I guess they could add a blocking wide receiver, but isn't River Craycraft about to come back? Oh, Craycraft, baby. Yeah, baby. Odell Beckham's finally getting it turned up. Dolphins need a pass rusher. When they say they're buying, that's what I'm thinking. Who's selling? Max Crosby? Oh! Yeah, go get Max Crosby. Go get Myles Garrett. Give away. You know what's about to happen? Could potentially happen. Is that the Dolphins, like I've been saying, have leaned in or could continue to lean in to this 2024, 2025, 2026 currently constructed football team. And they could lean in extra hard. Extra hard. By leveraging the fact that they have a 2-6 record and saying, hey, let me get that pass rusher off you from my next year's first round pick that I wasn't planning on getting a quarterback with anyhow. And the team will be like, well, do you think a pass rusher, this pass rusher I'm willing to trade, is going to get you back up out of the bad drafting spot and into the playoffs? I'm willing to take that risk with your 2-6 record. And whether they get to the playoffs or not is irrelevant, because guess what? You ain't drafting Cam Ward or Shanae or Jumama or Texas, UCLA, Texas Tech, Montgomery State, Crown Royal, Mahomes. You ain't drafting him because you ain't got no first rounder anyhow. Miami Dolphins fans on the precipice of being held hostage by Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins brass. Thank you, Jamie. I'm glad you think it's thinking, because a lot of people say I'm crazy. All I am is a guy that will continue to break down what I see, where I see it going, and every fucking angle bitches be trying to play on us, dog. That's all I know how to do. That's it. I'm a problem solver. And I anticipate problems coming my way. And people can't argue, because I always come with logic. And, I mean, you can go back. But as much shit that I say, yeah, half of it wrong. But the crazy half shit that you never thought I was right about is right. Anyhow. Hit the like button, everybody, please. Monday Night Football. Gonna see if Baker Mayfield doesn't almost throws a friggin' interception. Come on, Bake. Let me check on these parlays. I think I'm 17-17 game does not help me out. You can't, Tonk saying he can't find the Vice City t-shirt on there. I'll have to help him out later. They pay, or they trade for a defensive player, and that's how they trick the fans. Just like how yesterday, after one loss, they throw Tua's stats up to make him seem like the defense is always to blame. Well, of course, buddy. Of course. Because the reality is they can't let you blame Tua, Tyreek, or any of that stuff. They can't let that happen, because that's shit that they've kind of screwed us over, right? If Chris Greer was wrong about McDaniel, then maybe the Dolphins are wrong about Chris Greer. If Chris Greer was wrong about extending Tua and making that play, then maybe we're wrong to have Chris Greer be in charge of big decisions like that. He has to protect number one. And doing that is, you know, what he's going to do, right? And he's going to do it in such a way that looks like he's thinking about you. And this franchise. No. No Joel Diaz. Dolphins. If Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins get their way at this trade deadline, there'll be no first rounder to even work with. I mean, shit, why don't they lean all the way in and get Myles Garrett and say to the Browns, I'll give you my 2025 and 2026 first round pick. Give me Myles Garrett. I don't know, man. We're getting close.
Zero playoff wins. 24 Diaz. Shut the fuck up. Stop lying to your fans. Y'all suck. Draft combine. I'm losers.
Whatever, Joel Diaz. Take your weak-ass victory lap. Take your weak-ass victory lap. Y'all team sucks. You almost lost to us. We suck. What's your fucking excuse? Bills ain't as good as you guys think. That's for certain. That's for certain. I mean, who wouldn't give up our future to save themselves? It's easy to do that. It's easy to do that. Why not? How's it hurt me if I take your possessions? Matter of fact, I'm gonna secure myself some more millions of dollars and power and say so and time at the podium going. I mean, Joey Diaz, you say I'm in my feels. Like, bro, you're like drunk texting at 3 a.m. Hey, can I come over? What, you up? Like, you're going hard in the paint. Eat that L. Eat it. Yeah, so if the Dolphins do what Chris Greer said and is looking to be buyers at the trade deadline, good luck. Good luck seeing us move on from McDaniel. Good luck seeing us move on from Tua. Be prepared for the run it back 2025, which financially already been, you know, said. Zippa, did you get with Tonk in the group chat? He was saying he was trying to get one of them Vice City shirts. You think this is Chris Greer's last year? Well, just understand it. You can't. There's no way you fire Chris Greer and keep McDaniel and Tua. So, like, firing the GM, I mean, I guess you can elevate somebody internally, like the Dennis Hickey of the team right now, which I guess you could, McKenzie or something. But, I mean, bro, like, why even fire the motherfucker then if you're not firing the staff and redoing it all? And if you're doing that, you're firing Chris Greer and Tua. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm saying I don't see them doing that. See, don't get it confused. Y'all have been listening to me enough. You know what I think they should do. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. Not what I would do. What's going to happen. That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to soften the blow. I already seen this book. I know this shit. The rebrand ain't getting me, dog. The rebrand of what it looks like that has tricked so many ain't getting me. Ain't getting me. But okay, if they fire Greer and get it and let the new GM decide if they want to keep McDaniel, If you're already just not, why wouldn't the GM coming in want to get his own guy. And if he's not wanting to get his own guy, then I question the GM hire altogether, because did they just hire a GM that would go along for the getting along with the promise that, hey, I know you're the new GM, but I want you to let this thing play out with Mike McDaniel. We want to see how this works. And then if it doesn't work and fails, you can hire your guy. And if that's what happens, because we've seen that shit happen around here too in years of yesteryear, if that happens, then you're going to see a GM that wants to fire the coach and ultimately lets him go on the plane ride home somewhere prematurely, looking for any and every opportunity. All right. How am I losing views? All right, I get it. There you go, bro. God damn, Joey Diaz. I get it. You want my attention. Now I have to put you in timeout, and now you can stroke your fucking thing. I got Cap to time me out. Go tell your other little fucking juvenile friends, I'm going to clip this, and I totally got a Dolphins creator to time me out because I'm so fucking cool. Like, we get it, dude. Fucking ease up. Fucking hoe. God damn. And I don't even like doing that shit. Don't. Yeah, dude. Like, fucking breathe, bro. Jesus, sex, man. Fuck. Breathe. Anyhow, right? I mean, look. Here's the odd take that I had earlier, repackaged, coming to the end of the formed thing. If, damn, fucking Patrick Mahomes just threw out of bounds outside the pocket with his fucking left hand and got it 10 yards downfield. Wasn't a tight spiral, but he fucking did it. Fucking asshole. I mean, it was a catchable spiral if he was throwing to somebody. Anyhow, I agree, Miami kid. I would definitely be sellers at the trade deadline, because the season's over. But I don't think the Dolphins are looking at it as, oh, 2024 season's over. I think they're like, so blow it up. They're like, this season isn't getting where we wanted it to get to. Let's see if we can get it in 25 or 26 like we planned on. We weren't 100% we were going to fucking win the Super Bowl this year anyhow with a new DC and the injuries we had and the changes we're making to defense. We did our best to build the team, blah, 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 blah. But we knew that this was a 3-year window because we want to have a, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's the pitch at the sales, in the fucking sales booth with Stephen Ross at the fucking giant glass table, you know, while he comes and lands on the top of the building in the helicopter. That's what this is. So, I don't want them to fucking buy. But again, coming back to what's a weird way of looking at it, and I'm going to push back on it the whole time, but if the Dolphins said, nope, we're riding this bitch till the wheels fall off, dog. We're riding this bitch till the wheels fall off. We're going to lean extra into Tua. We're going to lean extra into Mike McDaniel. So what if we got a top 10 pick? You know what that means, Dolphins fans? We get to get a top 10 talent on this team that's going to change the trajectory for 2025. That's what it means. We're going to turn this bitch around. In 2025, we're going to be one step closer to the Super Bowl. By the time we hit 2026, that Super Bowl will be ours. Just wait patiently. It's en route. It's on its way. For all of you that have held out hope long enough, your love, your hope, your money is going to pay off in the end. Cash is in the bag. Cash is in the bag. Don't worry, Dolphins fans. Just a little bit more.
Cash in the bag, stadium packed, baby, I'm back.
Fans, dog.